name's Adair.
What is it? Adair?
Adair, uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm Milton.
Milton? Oh, yeah. Nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Massachusetts, Plymouth.
Oh, really? My roommate's from Connecticut. Why'd you come down here?
Just to go to school. It's weird. I don't know. My brother wanted me to come down here to go to school. He went to school at home and Ivy League school. And
yeah.
I don't know. He wanted me to go there, but I didn't want to go there. So he said, well, this is a good school, so why don't you go down and check this one out?
Yeah.
So I did, and here I am.
Cool.
It's kind of far from home, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, how old are you in what year?
Junior.
Junior, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah. I went to Dallas the first time I was, in Dallas was at OU this year.
Yeah.
I missed it the other years. But I didn't really get to see Fort Worth, but must have liked there.
I don't know. I really like it. It's really kind of a lot like Austin, that it doesn't have a university that it's real centered around or anything.
Yeah.
It's about the same size and everything. I really like it.
Oh, that's good.
So parking isn't a big problem there.
What year are you here?
I'm just a freshman.
Oh, really? First year? Huh?
Yeah.
What are you majoring in?
Advertising. What's your major?
That's good. Business.
What kind? I just take all those math courses and stuff.
No, that's what I like. That's why.
I guess so. Right in your element.
What class are you doing this for?
Speech.
Which
class?
One? 315?
No, I think, I don't know. I think it's 305 or something, or 302 or 301. Mahalik, it's this guy's roommate.
Oh, really?
So. What are you doing it for?
John Daly's class. Was
is that interpersonal communications?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like their class. It's a great class.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good. And then, pretty
fun.
Interesting.
It is. It's real fun. Yeah. We do a lot of good stuff in there.
Do y'all get speeches or anything?
No, that's why I picked that one. My friend told me that he had it and you didn't have to give speeches, and I needed a communications course. And I don't really like giving speeches too much.
Yeah.
So I picked that, but I really like the class. It's fun. They make you do some foolish things sometimes. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he came and talked to us one time.
Oh, was really?
Interesting. Yeah,
really?
I think so. Well, yeah, he came and talked to us at an open chapter meeting. And so it was pretty interesting. Then I heard that was real interesting to take.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I figured I needed experience in learning how to do speeches.
Yeah, that's true. I should think. I might take one or two. I don't know, later on to some market or something. But
yeah.
Right now, I don't know. I just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you just have two more or three more semesters, don't you?
I'll probably graduate in the fall of 85.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go one extra semester.
Yeah, that's
good. No, it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But,
where are you living right now?
Tri-Towers.
Oh, really? What for?
First.
I know a guy on second.
Who is it?
H.W. McGowan. He's my age and he's from Brownwood, Texas.
I probably know him. I mean, if I saw him, I don't know his name.
He's kind of big. And, are you in a fraternity?
Yeah, I just got initiated this weekend.
What fraternity?
Delta Sigma Phi.
I don't think I know them.
You what?
I don't know them.
No, it's a business fraternity.
But it's
not like, I don't know. Everyone thinks it's like really easy to get into.
But it's real hard.
What a weekend. I didn't sleep from 5:30. Saturday morning until last night. It was tough.
Oh, gosh. So. Okay, then I have heard of it. It's the business fraternity.
Yeah.
Y'all pretty big, aren't y'all?
Yeah, we got a real big chapter.
Yeah.
We have a good time. It's real fun. Had our first meeting tonight. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's good because, they've been, all the guys, all the actors give you a hard time all semester, and then last night, after we got initiated, they're like your best friends. It's weird.
Huh.
It's strange.
Yeah.
But it's really good. You know sorority?
Uh-huh. I'm a tri-doll.
Try it out, really?
Yeah.
I got one living across the hall from me.
Oh, who?
Pam Post.
Pam Post.
Yeah, she's across the hall from me.
We have a whole bunch of tri-dolls and tri-towers.
Yeah, that's right. There's two or three more.
Yeah. Kissa Mays has red hair. And Christy Lanahan, I think, has brown hair. I know, there's a lot. Stacey Dunnigan has real blonde hair.
You guys got a real good sorority.
Oh, thanks. I really like it. Our friendship isn't hard, though.
Really? Well, sororities, they just make you do kind of foolish things, writing up bubblegum wrappers and stuff like that. I know one girl that had to do that.
She had to do what?
They had to, write their name on bubblegum wrappers, 100 of them or something. Just little wrappers and turn all that. Just little stupid things, I guess. I don't know. It's weird.
We don't have anything.
You don't do anything at all?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Really.
You just go sign up and that's it? You're in?
Well, no. We're pledges now, and we have to make our study hours. There's all these little things. There's a little pledge program you have to follow. And, you know, stuff like that, make your grades and everything. And you can't, you know, there's certain things that you don't know, little secrets, I guess. And you can't go to, you know, chapter meetings and stuff.
You can't go to chapter meetings? Really?
You have your own little pledge meeting. You can go to open meeting, but not chapter meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's the same way ours was. We had like a little program. You have to do your study hours every week, and you have to get signatures from all the guys. Then you get a real hard time trying to get a signature from them.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah, you have to know like, you know, 20 things about every guy and stuff
like that.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty
hard. And you have to know like their full name and where they're from and everything.
Name, where they're from, majors, you know, girlfriends, big brothers, little brothers, big sister. Oh, yeah, you have to know all that stuff.
Gosh.
And if you don't know it, they just kind of rip your page out of the book, and you don't get all your sigs that week, so you get in trouble for that.
Gosh,
it's pretty funny.
Pain.
It's funny.
Well,
though.
Do y'all have a house?
We're in the process of acquiring one right now.
Oh, really? Where will y'all be?
I'm not sure. It's going to be over near, on the way to Enfield from here. I'm really not too sure where it is. They're buying the land. In the process of acquiring. They got a lawyer drawing up papers and stuff.
That would be really neat.
Yeah, it's really good because they never had them before, and you know, so they.
Well, do we mix with y'all? Do you know?
No.
Oh, probably started.
I don't know. Do you probably mix with a lot?
See, because we mix with the law students.
Oh, really?
Really?
Wow.
I know.
That's cool.
Everybody does mix with the law students, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know. We had one with the. AGTs, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That was
the last one. Yeah, I know one. Did you meet a girl named Patty Mahara?
No. I didn't meet too many girls with that. I don't know why. I think I was pretty drunk at that one.
Yeah,
I just kind of was there drinking or whatever. So.
Yeah.
What else do y'all do for fun?
Well, our casual's coming up.
When's that?
Friday night.
This Friday?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Well, I don't have anything to wear, but
really?
I think I'm going to talk about something. Okay, this is on my mind. Do you have a car down here?
No.
My parents just brought mine down, and I hate it. It's this huge tank, you know,
yeah.
Kind of a car, and I don't have a place to park.
It's hard to find parking spaces.
Kind of park on the street. And
wow, yeah, that's tough. Do you don't live at the house, too, because you're a pledge?
Yeah, I live at Harden House, where parking is...
That's tough over there, yeah, it's real hard to find space. My roommate's parked across the street from Tri Towers.
What happened to your knee?
Just initiation.
Oh no, that is awful. I heard the worst thing that'll happen to us is they're going to make us, maybe go to some fraternity house and have scales up on a dining room table and, you know, make us weigh and announce our weight for the whole chapter.
That make you do stupid things. Just
yeah,
make you look foolish in front of people. Well, they do that to us all the time. They used to. Thank God it's over.
When do y'all get any pledges? Are y'all starting to look at them now?
No, we start rush when. I think January we start rush. Yeah.
That's good. Well, I mean, are there any requirements to be in it? Do you have to have like a certain GPA?
Yeah, they look at your GPA and stuff like that. I mean, because they don't want anyone pledging that's,
yeah,
you know, going to fail out or anything like that, because it's no good to the chapter. And they also,
it's
you
just
know,
like rush,
yeah,
your personality, and if they're going to like you.
That's right. You know, they give out bids and all the whole deal. You know, they bid 50 people this semester and only 23 made it in. They bid 50 and all those guys quit.
Oh my gosh.
I think like 15 quit the first week.
That's awful.
Yeah, I was pledge class president and I took a lot
That's
of crap.
Great.
I took a lot of crap from people.
That's,
God.
I don't know, I couldn't stand
it. I like it though, I had a good time.
Uh-huh.
I think I just got voted best pledge tonight too.
Wow. How do you know?
Just because all my pledge brothers were there and everybody wrote down my name on the paper when we
that's
were,
great.
You know, so that was pretty cool. So that's good. And my big brother, I think he got best active. He's the president of the fraternity, my big brother.
That's neat. Yeah. Who is he?
Mike McCormick. He's an RA in Jester. You don't know?
I wouldn't know.
I lived over there last year. I don't know. I didn't like it too much, but Tri Towers isn't that great either. What a ripoff.
Really?
What's
wrong with it?
Yeah, I don't know. They charge you so much for the place, you know, and it's really not. Our room, I've seen a lot of nice rooms, but our room is just terrible. I just can't believe it. Oh.
That you've had money.
Yeah, I'm paying a lot of money for. I mean, I don't mind paying a lot of money for something. That's cool, but it's not worth it.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going?
What's your name?
Colin.
Yale. Where are you from?
Houston.
Really? And you decided to come down here and go to school?
I lived there all my life, so I kind of want to get away from the parents all day.
What year are you?
Sophomore.
Really?
How much is that?
Senior.
Oh, really? So you're ready to get out?
Well, I was going to get out, but I just switched my major this semester. So now I've got to stay an extra semester, so I'll graduate in December.
Oh, so you're not going to graduate until a year?
Mm-mm. Well, I'll graduate a year from this December.
Are you from Houston, by chance?
No, I'm from New Jersey.
Native?
Uh-huh.
So that's where you go on Christmas?
Like next week, so like in 3 weeks.
Are you going back to Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
You're not?
Mm-hmm, just stay here and hang out.
You got any brothers or sisters out there?
I have one sister and a brother. A sister that's 18 and a brother.
Is she coming down here?
Uh-uh. She goes to school in Philadelphia. She goes for fashion merchandising.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And her brother, who is 15.
Where do you live right now?
Right now, in Riverside. Uh-huh. River Park Apartments.
You by the show? Mm-hmm.
What do you live?
Well, unfortunately, I live in a dorm again.
Which one?
Castilian.
You like
it? I liked it first year when I came. You know, I met a lot of people and a lot of good friends that, you know, I still hang around with now. But my dad just said, you know, we're going to have to wait on the apartment probably till summer. I'm going to take probably at least, you know, a session or two. Maybe just one session out here in the summer. So I'll get an apartment.
That's good. So. You like school?
You know, it's just hard to study. I went to a pretty hard high school, so.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to a private school. I'm straight Jesuit. It's a private school, anyway. But it was pretty hard, so.
So does it say you're doing well?
Well, not as well as I'd like to.
Really?
Yeah, how about you? Are you just ready just to get out? Or you?
I'm doing good. I'm ready to get out. I'm kind of bored of school. But, you know.
What are you going to do?
When I get out? I'd like to go into some kind of consulting or planning for an organization.
Really?
What's your major?
I'm in business, trying to stay in.
What class are you taking this for, to do this survey?
It's a part of our requirement, and we have to have one semester of speech communication. So it was either this or taking...
What speech class are you taking?
I'm in 318.
Really?
So it was either that or, you know, Spanish or French or something, and not, you know, be a 5-hour course.
Oh.
Decided to take this. It's been pretty fun so far. Mm-hmm. I have
nonverbal, which is 334, which is Dr. Bailey's class. It's good.
What are y'all doing?
Well, I'm just listening to lectures on how to communicate or watch people communicating nonverbally. And there's two tests, and there's a presentation on a paper. You have a choice of whatever one you want to do.
What do you take?
I'm doing a presentation.
Are
you? Ours is neat. What we did was, there's a study that if two people, like if when you like the attractiveness, as the night goes on, attractiveness increases.
Uh-huh.
And, and that's what we're doing, basically.
Like you mean like you're on a date at night?
Mm-mm. Like you know how like in the beginning of the night, you go in, you have about 3 or 4 drinks, and then later on, like as the night goes on, like if you would look at a series of pictures, like 4 or 5 pictures, and then you would rate all these people, okay? You'd probably give them like 1s and 2s, a lot of them. But later on, after you're really drunk, you give them like 8s and 9s and 10s.
Right.
And that's what we're doing now. It's fun. Wow,
that's pretty easy to do.
And that's it. That's good. That wasn't hard. Then you just write it up in like, what you call it, like a scientific type of paper, like your methods and your analysis and that type of thing.
Have you ever been to Houston?
Mm-mm. One place in Texas I've been is Dallas and San Antonio.
That's why. You just came here just to go to school strictly? Wow. All 4 years? Or?
No, I went to the University of Maryland.
And is that up the east or
something? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's, you know where Maryland is, don't you? Oh, you said Maryland. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you said.
I know, I never did. I was thinking, what? And I said, it's the University of Maryland. But, I went there. I went there, that's a good school.
Terrapin.
Yeah. I went there. They have a good football team.
You went there?
No, I'm just saying they have a good football team also. What? No,
it's okay.
Not as good as
yeah.
And came down here last year. This is my second year down here.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
You love that?
Yeah. It's good.
You spend summer? You spend summer here?
I get home in the summer.
Well, she's been to Summer's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah, it's like about, you know, there's only a third of the people here. It's real relaxed and all that. But you haven't been out to Barton Springs? Or,
yes, I have. Come on, because we come down like in the beginning of August.
Okay, yeah.
So I come down early.
Enjoy it. Okay.
I love it. I like going up the lake.
That's
I love Lake Travis. It's so pretty. I love the drive going up there. It's nice.
Yeah. You'll be that down if you come to Houston. Pollution. Yeah. It's just real big and there's lots of pollution.
But how about Philadelphia? I live right next to Philadelphia. How about New York? It's like an hour and a half from where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not about pollution. Man. This place is like, it's so different. There's not nearly as much traffic. It's calm. It's slow. There, everything's like, Zoom, let's get someplace as fast as possible here, but it just like takes their time.
Oh, no.
Like, even going to classes is different. Here, everyone just takes their time going from class to class. There, you just run. It's like, as soon as you get out of class, you just run to the other place. Here, we just go so slowly.
So you've been telling your friends about it, about UT. What do they think?
They think that, well, most people don't come down here. This is really far away.
And what do they think about Texas in general? They just have a thing about...
Like cowboys.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty funny. Everyone thinks that when you get, you know, real far away from the state, everyone's got the stereotype of Texans and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They do. It's fun, though. It's not like that.
I don't know.
There's not that much to do.
Out there?
Down here.
Down here?
I don't think so. What do you usually do?
In Austin or in Houston?
In Austin.
Like for partying or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I'll party with some, party with some friends of mine, you know, that I met up here, either, you know, just little parties or, you know, when I hit better bars or 6th Street, you know, depending on, you know, which happy hours are best.
I like to go to El Torito. I go there sometimes for happy hour. And on the edge of town. Did you ever go there?
No, I've been to El Torito.
El Torito, the one, straight across, it's right near Best. What Best is located, almost right as on.
You live by the Roxy?
I live right across the street from the Roxy.
D? Uh-huh. Okay, that place is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, I live right across the street from the Roxy.
Okay, the apartments right there, mm-hmm. Do you live behind that River Tower, that plaza right there?
I live, okay, you know where Godfather's Pizza is?
Exactly, Tinian Ford.
Right.
Street Tinian Ford right
okay,
there.
Okay, right in there. Okay,
to the left?
Well, there's Godfather's
Pizza. You take a left on Tinian Ford. That street's called Tinian Ford,
yes.
Right by Godfather.
Yeah, you take a left right on there. And you go straight down.
And it kind of forward, it goes into a Y. Mm-hmm. And you go to the left. Mm-hmm. So I got a friend of mine who lives right there, second entrance on the left.
And mine is the, right after the tennis courts. So I guess it would be maybe the second or third entrance on the left.
So that's the same complex as well?
Yeah,
right.
It's River Park.
Is that the name? I never knew the name of it because I usually came during the night. I was always coming at night, you know, having to find it. He always told me, look for the fire hydrant.
That's what it is, right next to the fire hydrant.
And are you serious?
I swear to God, that's where I always tell people to go.
Is that where you live?
Uh-huh.
Right there?
Uh-huh.
Do you live where at? Do you know Scott Lester by any chance?
Uh-huh.
That's the guy, or Jeff Powers.
Mm-hmm.
They live right there.
I don't know
what
building they live in.
You know the parking lot? You know, you turn left into the...
I live in the building straight ahead where you can't get down any further. If I live in the one straight ahead, as soon as you make a left in the parking lot,
uh-huh.
I live in the furthest one to the back.
Okay, well he
lives. Because they're like this. That's where those apartments are.
Oh, really? Okay, you have to go like halfway to three quarters down the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And his sliding glass door looks onto the parking lot.
Okay.
You know, so he lives probably just three quarters of this right there. That's weird.
You been to Cozumel?
Cozumel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went. I guess it was summer before last. I went with a bunch of people I went to high school with, about, I guess it was 20 of us, and we all went down there, just spent about, how was it, I guess 4 nights and 5 days
mm-hmm.
down there, and had just a great time, had a real good time.
I bet.
It was real pretty. We went snorkeling and stuff, and had a real good time.
Where'd you go on spring break last year?
Spring break? Well, I was in Houston. I
think you can stop.
Speech 319. That's business and professional speaking. Yeah, accounting.
Really? That's not hard.
It's not fun. I have a test Thursday.
Really?
fitting.
And I've been studying pretty hard for it. For my county?
No, for
speech. Sam Lawrence.
What's your classification?
I'm sophomore.
No,
really? I'm from Houston. What is Angel Renee mean?
This is a little sister organization to a black fraternity on campus called Alpha Phi Alpha.
Yeah.
And so their little sisters are called Alpha Angel.
That's sweet. I'm a fraternity CBT.
CBT?
CBT.
What's that for?
Theta Beta Tau.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Was it hard?
It was fun on camera. It was
there. Don't nobody hear you say it was hard.
Well, some of your hobbies?
Ice skating.
Ice skating?
Yeah.
Really? Well, what do I do? I like to play golf, basketball. I played intramural football. So we did pretty decent. We got down to like the final 16 and then we lost.
Really?
In C division. We just got a bunch of sophomores. So we're doing good. Yeah. How the intramural feels.
What school did you go to high school in Houston?
In Houston, Bel Air.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's where I was going to go if I had stayed in Houston.
Really? Where did you move to?
I moved to Euless. It's in between Dallas and Fort Worth.
Oh, really? Do you know anybody who went to Bel Air who would be a sophomore now?
Mm-mm. Because I went to Flandreau Junior High and I left.
Went to Johnston.
Did you?
Yeah, this was fun.
I left for real. I mean, like, I went to Flandreau when I was in 7th grade, then I moved there in 8th grade.
Really? What elementary?
Elrod.
Elrod. I mean, that's like right around the corner.
Really?
Yeah. I live off of North Braeswood.
Oh, yeah, I lived over there too.
In Mullins, right over there.
Mm-hmm. I lived in an apartment, but I forgot what they were called. There's a whole bunch of apartments in that area right behind Flandreau Junior High. Maybe
yeah.
It used to be. I haven't been up there in a while.
Yeah, so what's your major?
Advertising.
Advertising? Is that hard?
I don't know, because I was journalism, and I just now changed it right before we pre-registered.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think about advertising yet.
I started off as a communication major.
Did you?
And
what?
That's funny. RTF.
Really?
And I never even took one class. I had a couple interviews with some guys in Houston, a real top disc jockey there. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Johnny Goen on 104? He,
In Houston?
Yeah. I had a talk with him, and he, like, pretty much talked me out of going into communication. He said that, you know, you needed a break, and he told me it's something I really just had to be really dedicated to. And like, it's pretty obvious because we have 190 people in the fraternity, and there's only three RTF majors.
What is RTF?
Radio, TV, and film.
But, I mean, what do you do?
I don't know.
Behind the scenes? I mean,
yeah, I mean,
camera?
It's a little bit of everything, I think. Just writing script. I mean, I'm not real sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure. I mean, it depends what class. I mean, they have some classes where you can just listen all about electronics and the sounds and, you know, how everything's produced and stuff. But then they have other classes in which you have to actually be broadcasted, probably like what we're doing right now, to sit there and, you know, you can watch yourself and try to figure out, you know, what your faults are and stuff, how to improve.
So, he said RTF wasn't a good...
Yeah, he told me it wasn't too good, so I decided to go into accounting because I had taken it in high school and pretty much whizzed right through it. And then this past summer I worked in this company doing some accounting, and I liked it. A little bit of experience, but I mean, it didn't help too much.
Mm-hmm. What's the RTF major?
Who?
The guy that we was talking to.
I don't know if he went to Texas or not. I don't think he did. I'm not sure where he went. I think he's from a different city elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Good thing I didn't go into that. I thought about it.
Really? I mean, I don't know. You can't say money's everything. It's got to be something you have to think about.
Sure.
Because, I mean, if you just can't get a break and you start off, like, I wanted to go into radio. And he just told me that unless you get a break, you know, you're just going to be starting off working in some station that's not even popular, and you're not going to be happy at all. You're going to be having lousy hours. You're going to have to work holidays and stuff like that. You know, he's told me to sit down and think about it. And I don't know how he must have gotten a break.
Mm.
So, I mean, I don't know anybody in that kind of business. I mean, you know, I know accountants throughout Houston, so I figured, well, maybe I can get a break somehow.
Oh, that's good. I should have known before I came in here. You had me hiding around the corner over there.
Really? I was supposed to come here last night, but I couldn't come. I had problems getting here, plus I had a meeting that wasn't over until about 7 o'clock. I told him I didn't want to come tonight, but I need some extra credit to make up for like an absence and stuff, because they take a little in my class.
They do.
I mean, you can only miss a certain amount. I'm just not doing too great, man. Not doing as good as I should. Well, so what class is yours? Which?
It's nonverbal communication. I don't know what that
means. Really?
It's John Daly. It's real interesting.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays? It's a big class, isn't it?
It's huge.
Yeah, should have gotten in there. I heard that's a lot easier than I'm in.
But it's still like interpersonal communication. I had that last semester with the same teacher. He's a little interesting, he's a little excited.
Yeah, I heard it's just pretty much memorization.
Yeah.
All you can do is just read the book. We have to do give speeches in front of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things that he just looks at. It's so picky, and he just sits there and he grades on like eye contact and tie into the audience and all this stuff. So I just haven't done too good. My last time I did pretty good. My last one.
They teach you how does it tie into business? You're giving speeches in business.
Like right now I'm doing a career speech. Okay. I'm starting one. I have to go out and interview an accountant.
And
you have to make up like an outline of your agenda, how you're going to present your stuff. You need to show them all your questions that you're going to talk, that you're going to ask the guy. I mean, it's a lot of work. We just had this group research project. Everybody had to have a bunch of sources, and we did it all on the pressures on the press and biased reporting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Five people we had to talk about. What was it we had to talk for? 38 to 42 minutes in between there. I mean, that's a lot, but you know, we were pretty worried about it. We sat there and started talking, and it pretty much came natural after a while, you know, but everybody had to have, you know, certain notes on what they were going to say when we started a certain section.
Is it required for you to
mention that? No, I feel like it might be easy. It's not. Actually, it's probably one of my worst grades right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they're going to do with us on the exam. I'm off. Seriously. Earlier he turned on the TV, you could see where we looked a lot. I don't know what this guy is going to do with us. What are you going to do with us? You're sitting here watching us. You're going to play it back. Now he's going to play it back and look at me and I'm going to be sitting there talking to the camera. I want a lot of extra credit.
2 points, that's not a lot.
Oh, that's all y'all get? We're getting five.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. That would definitely help out. Especially, you know, you have that C and it just pushes you up to the
mm-hmm.
power I am right now.
Yeah,
so anyway, I think 10 minutes.
I think like it's been 10 minutes.
I know. Today's been a long day.
It has, but I
feel
that
much. And I'm not near finished studying. I have so much to do. There's just so much you have to remember for these tests. It's unbelievable. It's like a 2-hour test. And last time, the test, I didn't really study that hard because it was pretty much came easy. It's like the first test covers with an entire year which you learn in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't do good. I mean, 76, which was about average.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 9 pages long.
Really?
Just full of problems.
Gosh, did they curve?
In the end. You know, they take a certain amount of A, a certain amount of B's. I'm just going to try to work at it, just study at it. I mean, it's the only class I even try to take serious. Pretty much.
Your account.
Don't tell my speech teacher.
What else do you have? What else are you saying?
Accounting, history, data processing, and speech.
Which history?
The first one.
Who do you have?
Phil Cotton.
How is he?
It's
a law. Is it? Really?
Pretty much. I mean, it's for foreign students, but half the people in there are Americans. And he was sick for like a month, and we had like a month of walks. And it's no tests, it's 2 papers, a take home. Both of them were take home. I'm talking so quick. Both of them were take homes. One was midterm, and one's a final, and then one is 60.